The title of the message this morning, it says, Are You Ready? And our text is from Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The disciples were not ready for Jesus' ascension into heaven. Will you be ready for his return or a second coming? Is he your great God and Savior? In these verses, we have first the ascension of Christ, second, the promise of his return, and third, the disciples waiting with unity. In Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 49, Jesus appears before the 11 disciples. He eats with them and teaches them. He had been teaching them for 40 days. In verses 46 and 49, we read, He said to them, Thus it is written that Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witness of these things, and behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Jesus was telling them to preach repentance. He was telling the disciples. He wants us to change our behavior and become more like him. Jesus commands them to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And now he leads them to Bethany and the Mount of Olives, where he performs his last miracle before them. In Luke 24, verse 51, it says, And it came about that while he was blessing them, he parted from them, and he ascended into heaven. And in Acts 1, 9, after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on. A cloud received him out of their sight. How quickly this happened. How quickly he was received up into a cloud. The disciples were astonished. He was surrounded by a cloud, and that was not just an ordinary cloud. It was a cloud filled with the glory of God. And we know this from John 17, 5, where Jesus was praying his high priestly prayer. Then he said, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Jesus had the glory of God around him in the beginning. And when he ascended, he had the glory of God around him again. You know, there's many examples for us in Scripture. We think of when a person passes on, angels can escort them. We see that in the book of Luke. We see in when Stephen died, when he's being stoned, he looked up and he saw Jesus standing, waiting for him. There are many experiences of what God can do. Here, Jesus was taken up and a cloud received him. Can you imagine what kind of sight that could have been? Be surrounded by a heavenly cloud, the very glory of God. You know, the glory of God awaits us. The glory of God was around Jesus at his birth, at his transfiguration, and now at his ascension. He had a brightness brighter than the sun around him. That's what we read at the transfiguration, and that's what we see now. A brightness brighter than the sun was around Christ. It says, as they were gazing intently into the sky, and he was departing from them, two men in white clothing stood beside them. The angels appeared to the disciples and have an important message for them and for us today. They said, "Men of Galilee, do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has taken from you into heaven will come just as you have watched him leave." When Jesus comes back, he's going to come back the same way. This is the second coming. He's going to come back, and his feet are going to be at the Mount of Olives. He's going to come back in the clouds. The angels tell the disciples the second coming will be as they saw him leave. Jesus had taught them what the prophets had written down. In the book of Isaiah, it said that Jesus would die for the sins of the world. He died for each and every one of your sins. He'd be buried for 3 days, like Jonah in the belly of the fish. As described in Zechariah, Jesus would ascend to heaven from the Mount of Olives. In Acts 1:3, we read that there are many convincing proofs of his resurrection. And now we read in Acts 9 through 11 about the ascension and his second coming. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it says that Jesus will return with the clouds of heaven and the glory of God. Do not let anyone ever deceive you that Jesus has already returned. Who knows? That could very well happen. Because everyone will know when he comes. Everyone will know when he comes. But before Christ comes at the second coming, he must first come in the air for all believers, both the dead and the living will meet him before he comes to bring judgment upon the earth. This is the rapture, the resurrection of the dead in Christ. It says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words." And we read also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, that this will take place in a twinkling of an eye. What an awesome and powerful God we have. I want you to understand and fully understand what this means. Those who are in the grave today, the dead in Christ, some in dust, they've been there so long. But they will rise in a twinkling of an eye, it says. And then we who are alive shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds. And at that time when we shall be rise, our spirit, those who are dead, their spirit and their soul will be reunited with them. They will be given spiritual glorified bodies, as we will be given spiritual glorified bodies. How long will this all take? It will take less than a fifth of a second. That's the power of our Almighty God. When it says the dead in Christ shall rise and those who are alive shall be caught up. Where we're going to be changed with spiritual glorified bodies. Those who have been passed on, their souls are going to be reunited in spirit. And we'll all be with the Lord. And we can even add more to it. As the Apostle Paul said, that he had finished the race, fought the good fight, and there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness, which he will receive on that day, and also those who love his appearing. That day is the time of Christ, the rapture of the church. So at the rapture of the church, the dead are not only going to be raised, we're going to be raised, and we're all going to receive, those who love his appearing, a crown of righteousness. In a twinkling of an eye. That's the power of the awesome God that we have. That's what the Word of God says. We are to know that. That's one of the things we have to look forward to. And we will always be with Him. When Christ returns at the second coming, it will be instantaneous, as fast as lightning. What must you do to prepare for His coming? You must be ready. You must believe that Jesus died for your sins. That He was buried. And that He rose for your justification. Today He's at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Because that is to justify us. And that's what it says in Scripture. The Father justifies us. If you know anyone who is not ready, who does not believe that Jesus Christ died for them, who does not believe that Jesus Christ is risen today, because don't stop there. Jesus just didn't die. He is risen. If you know anyone that doesn't believe that, you need to witness to them and pray for them so they can be ready to go home to be with the Lord. The disciples, it says Peter and John in Scripture, it says in Acts 4:13, it says, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus." This is an important part of text. Peter and John, they were untrained. Yet they were speaking the Word of God with such power. This happens in Acts 4, after the Holy Spirit comes upon them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are also filled with the Holy Spirit. You have the power of God to go out there and share Christ with them. You have the power of God to pray for someone. You have the power of God that walks with you. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within each and every one who knows Jesus Christ. As it says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells within you?" The great gift we have, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So as you go about, you can go about witnessing, sharing Christ, because you have the Holy Spirit. There are two places to spend eternity today. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in a lake of fire. One is heaven and one is hell. Everyone who has faith in Jesus will have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life and will spend eternity in heaven. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you believe in Jesus? Is He your Lord and is He your Savior? Do you know Him as the Son of God? Is He your friend? Do you love Him? Everyone who does not believe in Jesus will be judged according to their deeds. And no one can be judged righteous before a holy God on their own merits. Those being judged by their own deeds are thrown into the lake of fire. That will be judgment at the great white throne judgment, the second death, the lake of fire. Hell is for those who do not believe in Christ. For those who do not love Him. The disciples were ready for Jesus' ascension, were not ready for his ascension into heaven, but they were ready for the second coming because they believed in Jesus as their great God and Savior. Jesus is coming again. He's coming for us. He's coming for us either in the rapture or we'll meet him when we pass on and go home to be with him. The ministry of the disciples is they were witnesses of him. But when we witness with him, it's always with prayer. There has to be unity. And there's only unity within ourselves when we are in Christ. When we are out of Christ, out of Christ's will, and in ourselves, our sin nature gets in the way. And there's no unity. We're to be one in Christ. We're to be encouraging, lifting each other up and praising each other and worshiping God. We need to be ready. In this message, we have a picture of heaven and hell. The way to heaven is to believe in Jesus, to be a lover of God. A lover of God. Everyone who knows and believes in Jesus Christ will be a lover of God. When we know all that Christ has done for us, how can we not but love him? How can we not but love God for all that he's done for us? As it says in Ephesians 2:8-10, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he planned beforehand that we should walk in them. God knows what each and every one of us are to do from the very beginning of the very foundation of the world. He loves us. He loves you. And he has a work intended for each and every one of you. And part of that work is to share the gospel. Share your love for Jesus with others so they can be ready. The rapture is the very next thing happening for us. We need to be ready. Are you ready for the rapture? If Christ was to come right now, would you be going home with him? Do you know, believe, and love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength? That's what the Lord's command to us. He says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just praise you and thank you that you love us so dearly, Father, that you sent your Son to die for us. And Father, we do pray that you would help, the Holy Spirit would help us to grow in that great love that you have for us, that we would grow in that love for you. Be with each and every one, Father. Strengthen us, Father. Allow us to know, Father, that you are present with us. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would go beside us in all that we do. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.